This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, April 6. Well, grain markets in general yesterday were fairly quiet. Wheat itself also trading mostly an inside day from what we left on Friday. But we did see some interesting price action between the different wheat markets, the three markets. Chicago was the stronger of the market. Kansas City was the weaker. Minneapolis kind of caught in the middle. But we did see a sale of 130,000 tons of soft red winter wheat to unknown. The guess would be China, but either way, just that it was unknown and a sale big enough to hit the reporting process was enough to support Chicago wheat over Kansas City. So we continue to see that spread widen back out. With the good growing conditions in the southern plains and the improving conditions in the Black Sea, that is pressuring hard red winter wheat, whereas soft red, which of course can be pulled into the feed channel worldwide, would be more of a feed wheat, and it's following corn more closely than Kansas City. So that spread again widening out as we head into the heart of the growing season. We don't see any weather premium pulling Kansas City, improving it against Chicago, and that's a disappointment. I expected that we would see Kansas City finally return to its premium over Chicago with hard red over soft red, but that is not happening very quickly. We'll see how things progress, obviously, but for now that spread is widening back out with Chicago leading over Kansas City. The crop condition ratings would have something to do with that. We are seeing improving conditions in the southern plains, but that was not a big surprise considering the two very good moisture systems that have passed through over the last month or so. This is the first of crop condition and progress report of the season, first official weekly one. We've been getting monthly ones, and some of the far southern states have been putting out their weekly reports as well. So we have a pretty good sense of what to expect coming into the regular reports. In Oklahoma, however, they increased their good to excellent ratings in wheat up 9 points. And we're at 70% good to excellent, just 7% poor to very poor. Kansas was up 4 at 54% good to excellent, 17% poor to very poor. Illinois at 74% good to excellent. That's pretty impressive. Texas at 30% good to excellent, 30% poor to very poor, but we're also at 25% headed out already. In Montana, 57% good to excellent and 15% poor to very poor. Nationwide, we're at winter wheat at 53% good to excellent and 16% poor to very poor. Spring wheat planting is just getting rolling. We're at 3% done, which is equal to where we were a year ago, and it's up 1 over the 5-year average. Egypt is in for some wheat. They put in that tender on Thursday, but because of the holiday, they're giving it extra time to get to fulfilled, and we'll see who got that this morning. But the cheapest offers are out of Romania at 281 FOB. Ukraine and Russia both are sitting at 287, and France is sitting at 291. The last purchase that Egypt made was back on March 11th, where they bought 360,000 tons of Romanian wheat at 283 FOB. So we are a little bit lower than that out of Romania. We're $2 cheaper, but the Black Sea is still sitting higher above that. World cash prices have dropped significantly over the last couple weeks, and this will give us a really good sense of where these countries sit. We're seeing where they sit with these FOB offers, and we'll see where Egypt goes with that. But at this point, considering that Romania is right next door to the Black Sea, it's looking like Romania will take a pretty good chunk of that business. One other thing, we've got the crop report on Friday. It's a regular supply-demand report. This will incorporate the numbers from the quarterly stocks report, which showed wheat stocks a little bit higher than what was looking for. The trade is starting to hint that we'll see more wheat feeding, but we'll also see a drop in wheat exports. After a torrid start to the export season, over the last couple months, wheat exports have really dropped off. So, trade's kind of bracing for USDA to maybe ratchet that down somewhat and basically have ending stocks kind of offset each other and come in with basically unchanged ending stocks, perhaps slightly higher, considering the higher than expected quarterly stocks report on the 31st. So considering that wheat is struggling here to regain that upward momentum, even from a strong day on Wednesday, we just didn't get any follow through to the upside. And it's same with corn and beans. They've actually failed after being limit up. We've got nothing since then. In fact, soybeans have had a pretty sharp correction off of that. So it does appear that we're failing once again at those trading range highs in soybeans. And in corn, it looks like a pretty wicked spike high. I would imagine as we work our way through the planting season, unless we see some delays, that we've probably seen some seasonal highs here that will most likely pull back a little bit and kind of correct in here. Soybeans and corn both would look to have support at the lows from February, March, basically trading range lows. With wheat, it appears that you've already started your downward descent through the growing season. If we don't have any weather scares, then it's unlikely you'll get much of a bump unless you get really something going in corn and beans. That would likely not happen at the earliest until May. But we've got some nice moisture across much of the southern and central plains for winter wheat, and it looks like certainly for soft red in the Midwest, they've got plenty of moisture. So we're going to have to see the dryness come back in or the heat. But again, you know, Texas 25% headed, it's really not going to affect Texas much. And I think they've had enough moisture to get their crop down the last stretch. The Central Plains, maybe not so much. They'll still need one or two more good rains, but they've got a pretty solid moisture profile, at least in the central and eastern part of the plains. The western part, which is always dry, they had those good rains, and so they're okay for now. But they don't have a lot of subsoil to carry them through, so they will still need to see some timely rains. And of course, across the northern plains, eastern Montana, much of North Dakota, mired in a pretty intense drought. So even though spring wheat plantings were expected to be fairly strong across that region, we'll see. You know, they may try to dust it in, but it's looking pretty rough at this point. And that's something that I think that could be a real push for hard red spring wheat. We don't see that yet, and of course it will have to be in the middle of the drought and actually seeing some crop damage for it to really take hold. But I think ultimately that will support the Minneapolis market, even if you continue to see pressure in the winter wheats. If you have any comments, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.